Hi, I'm Oliver Berquez, co-founder of 4D Fit, and welcome to the Brain, Brawn, and Business Advice Cast series. They're a short, sharp podcast, no more than 15 minutes long, that will give you really practical advice around fitness, business, and mindset. Things you can implement into your life on a daily basis that will help you improve your health, fitness, business, and performance. Episode coming up now, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Hi, podcast community. Just before I start the episode, just to give you a little bit of background and intro to this episode. So it was taken from a recent live I did with my private Facebook community. And in the episode, I share 8 really effective tips and strategies to help your physical and mental performance during this coronavirus epidemic. I think now more than ever, it's so important to look after ourselves on a daily basis. So there's some really practical take-homes in the episode. So get a pen and paper to hand. And make notes, whatever you need. So episode is coming up now, and I hope you all enjoy it. We made a list of 8 tips you can share that I'm going to share with you. So walking, fresh air, exercise, nutrition, hydration, checking in and talking, something for you, sleep, daily routine and scheduling, and achievable and sustainability. So 8 tips I'm going to provide now, which I think are going to really help you in this current time. All right, because I think self-care is a priority over anything. You know, if you're firing on all cylinders physically and mentally, I think you can serve family and friends, you can serve others, you can work better. And I think it's getting yourself in a positive frame of mind, feeling good about yourself, feeling good physically, it's hugely important for the impact you can have on others and your daily productivity. So, self-care. The first 6 tips are actually self-care, all about yourself anyway. And as I say, I think you get that right, it feeds everything else. So number 1, walking and fresh air. Now, this to me is hugely important. You should be looking to do this on a daily basis where you're getting outside. Nice weather, sunshine, and you're getting vitamin D, which is important for immune system and health. But just getting out and having fresh air is really good for your mind. It gets your body moving. If you're, stuck at home in a bit of a brain fog, not sure what to do, just getting out and walking and moving can get yourself, more productive, get functioning, get thinking better. And the fresh air is really important. You can also get out with loved ones as well. So get them outside and you can do some time doing something together, which is really important. So walking and getting fresh air has numerous benefits. And I would say you've got to try and commit to that daily. So it's a daily thing you should be looking to do. Good. Number 2, exercise. Now, whatever that looks like, I think you should be committing an hour to exercise and movement every day. And I also think as well, like walking could be part of that. So one day you might do a training session, another day you might be doing walking. But whatever you're doing, committing an hour to exercise is really, really important. And I think that whatever you're doing, that's got to be factor in an hour for you. Because I personally believe when you get exercising, you know what it's like, you release the endorphins, your body feels better, you feel more energized, you feel more alive, more alert. I think it then impacts your other tasks you do in your day, whether it's homeschooling, whether it's working, whether looking after family and friends, whatever it may be, I think it makes them other tasks more productive and better. So an hour of exercise every day is really important. Now, exercise, if you're doing HIIT stuff, which is body weight, that's fine, but just be careful it's not bounding around. It's got to have some control and it's got to have some safety to it. So make sure the technique's nailed. Obviously, if you're using resistance, so a dumbbell, a kettlebell, a TRX cable, suspension cable, then that's great. Add resistance. I would say adding resistance is your number one choice. But again, make sure your technique's nailed. Hopefully later today, you're going to have some ideas from us where you can use a dumbbell and body weight routines as well. So exercise, factor that in an hour. That to me is a priority, whether it's walking or training. That hour should be going into your day above other things. Get that hour in for yourself and it will then impact everything else you do. Nutrition and hydration, number 3. Just going to take a bit of water. So again, this is hugely important from a nutritional perspective. I know you might be having a few biscuits late at night, or the sweet tooth's kicking in, or a couple of takeaways, or you're not on point with your food. But if you're having three or four meals a day, I would say trying to get 2 out of 3 meals a day healthy is going to be hugely important for you. So plan your meals in advance, plan your shopping list, plan your meals. By planning, you're going to plan healthy meals, not unhealthy meals. No one, when planning meals, will just do loads of unhealthy meals. You don't. So if you plan your meals in advance and then just shop those ingredients, you're going to find you're much more efficient by planning your meals. You're going to make your meals will be healthier as well. And also, by planning your meals in advance, it makes you much more organized. You don't have to think what you're going to cook. You're going to now cook maybe on the night before your breakfast or your lunches for the day ahead, and you're going to feel much more organized and save time in the day. I think as well, like, by planning meals and healthy meals, just make sure that you've got smart carbs, so carbs, healthy fats, lean protein, and veg in every meal. Try and factor them four things in every meal that you have. That way you're going to cook fresh food. That way you're hitting your macronutrients. That way you're going to get all the vital nutrients your body needs to function and to thrive. If you can't get those four foods into your meals, then just make sure you've got lean protein and veg at every meal. Now, lean protein can be anything from chicken, meat, fish. You can get protein powders to supplement. You can have vegan or pea proteins. You can get supplement for vegetarians. Okay. You can have quinoa. You can have other plant-based proteins as well. So you can get a mixture, but make sure you've got protein and make sure you're eating veg. Those two things are hugely important if you can't get the four I mentioned of fats, smart carbs as well. At least get protein, at least get veg in your food. Cool. Going on to number four, which is checking in and talk. Something which I think has been great for me is to check in and communicate with people. So whether it's FaceTiming my mum daily, which the kids have done, which is, I found you checking in with more people than previously has been great. Checking in with, friends or colleagues or connections. I think it's been really great. And I think it's helped them. And two, it'll make you feel good, because by knowing that you're helping them, it does have a positive impact on you. So just take a bit of time out, checking in and talking with other people, whether that's over the phone, whether that's on Zoom, virtually, or just chatting with your partner or your kids as well. Spending that time is really important. So checking in and talking daily, I think, will have a huge impact on yourself as well as it will on other people. Good. So number five, something for you. Now, this is basically where every day you're going to find some time to do something for you that you enjoy, for your leisure, for your learning, meditation makes you happy, whatever it may be. Now, for me, I commit 30 minutes of reading, of self-development every morning. I love reading. I love self-development. I love learning. So for me, that's 30 minutes. I read a chapter of a book a day. And I love that time. I do it first thing in the morning. It's 4:40 in the morning. I get up and I read. Uninterrupted, no phones, no other people, no social media. Just time for myself. And that's additional to exercise. Now, you might be thinking, well, an hour of exercise and then another half hour for me is going to be too much. That's fine. If you want that half hour for you to be exercised, then great. But do something you enjoy, whether it's learning a new language, if walking is a part of it, or meditation, or reading, or kicking a ball about in the garden with your son or your child, then do something for you, non-work related, and something that makes you happy and for you. That's really important. Cool. We've done five. Number six, sleep. Sleep is really important. It's no use cramming your day, thinking you've still got things to do, going to bed at 1 o'clock, getting up at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, having 5 hours sleep, you're just not going to function. Or you might function the next day, but in a few days' time, you're just going to crash and burn. That will lead to bad lifestyle choices, bad food choices, you're not exercising, your mood changes. So sleep, rest and recovery is so important right now. The best thing to do is get into a regular routine. So switch off from social media and technology at least 30 minutes before you go to bed, and go to bed at the same time every night, and then just get up the same time and crack on. So for me, I'm in bed by 9:30, 9:45. Try and get to sleep by 10, 10:15. And then I'm up at sort of 6:30. So I get 6.5 hours sleep for me, a 7 hours sleep. And that works well for me. But whatever the time frame is, get to bed at the same time every night, get to bed before 11, and then get up in the morning and then crack on with your day. But sleep for rest, recovery, and recharging the mind and the body is hugely important. So make sure you're factoring in that time you're going to get to bed, because when you are energized and you're revitalized after a good night's sleep, it makes training and functioning and serving others and homeschooling and all the other things that the day requires of you, it means that you can do them much more effectively. Cool. And then just last couple. So then sixth, they are all self-care activities for you, which will serve you, make you feel better and serve others. Number 7 and number 8, daily routine and scheduling. Night before, so you need to schedule what you're going to do the next day the night before. So plan out these six really. Hour of exercise or walking, if you're going to combine 1 and 2. Plan out your food, the meals you're going to have. Plan out a little bit of time you're going to check in and talk to people. Make sure your sleep is scheduled. You know you're going to go to sleep at a time. Make sure everything else is done before that. And then do all that the night before. So when you wake up the next day, it's scheduled out. You're not having to think about what you're going to do. You're not going to have decision fatigue thinking, what am I going to eat? What am I doing today? It's mapped out. It's scheduled. It will make your daily productivity much more effective and much more, with precision, you're just going to get everything done much better. And number 8, making it achievable and sustainable. Now, I've mentioned 6 tips that can help you for self-care and the 7th thing about scheduling. If all of this is too much, then obviously you can't do that. Just do what works for you. Do things that are achievable for you. So if initially it's just 1 hour of exercise, commit to that time and then build on your habits from there. Whatever you do, I always say like a perfect lifestyle doesn't exist because we can't keep it up. We try and keep a perfect lifestyle and then at some point we resent it, we binge, we go back to the old ways. So good is better than perfect because good you can sustain. So good habits are better than perfect ones. So work out the good habits for you. Make sure they're achievable and sustainable. And that's what you've got to commit to. Start slowly, maybe 1 or 2 habits for a couple of weeks and then build on from there. Okay. And I've listed really in the priorities there, you know, exercise, nutrition and hydration. So 2 liters of water per day. And then obviously, yeah, building on from habits from there. All right. So that's it. That is the first live we've done specifically for the group. Hope that helps. If you're watching this back, guys, drop in the comments, maybe the challenges you're facing at the moment we can answer, what you've got value from this. If there's any questions you have in relation to the 8 tips I've given you that will help your daily performance at the moment, just comment below and I can check back in on them and answer them later, and it can help them for us to create content moving forward. So they're the 8. Walking, fresh air, exercise, good food and hydration, so 2 liters of water per day, checking in and talking to others, make sure you're doing something for you, the importance of sleep, going to bed at the same time every night, allowing yourself to get 6 to 7, 8 hours good sleep per night, scheduling your daily routine the night before, and make sure everything is achievable and sustainable for you. And that's it, guys. All right. Hope that helped. Hope you got value. And as always, yeah, drop them in the comments, and I'll look forward to seeing you all later on. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. Please share it with anyone else you know would benefit. And if you enjoyed the episode and got value, then please could you leave us a 5-star review on the platform you listen to, as it will help the podcast to reach more people, something we're hugely passionate about. You can also subscribe to the episodes to receive them as soon as they're released. And if you're looking for more support around business, fitness and mindset, then I've got 2 free support groups, one on Facebook and one on WhatsApp. Links to join are in the show notes, so head over, and we'd love to see you in the community. Individually and through my businesses, we do lots of work for business owners and companies. So please head over to the show notes again, and you can find out a little bit more about these programs, how they can help you and your company to improve your performance, productivity, your health and your fitness. Lastly, I'd love to hear from you. So please send me a message with anything you found valuable or anything you would like to see or be included in further episodes. And if you would like to just be a guest on the podcast, then yeah, email me on oliver@4dfit.co.uk. That's the number 4 and the letters DFIT. You can also connect to me on socials. I'm on all main platforms, Ollie Berquez, OLLIE. LinkedIn is my main one, which is Oliver Berquez. And yeah, it'd be great to connect with you and start a further conversation. Once again, thank you so much for listening to the episode today. And I look forward to checking in with you next time. And just remember, the good lifestyle you keep is better than the perfect one you don't.